This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You are not going to be judged by your past, not in the eyes of Allah. Your past is exactly that. It's your past. Forget about it. Put it behind your back. You might even want to laugh about it sometimes. Because Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu at times used to laugh about how they worshipped pieces of food that were carved or made into an idol. And they laughed at that later on. But they had sought forgiveness and their lives were changed. So it was okay to laugh at it, to say, we were so silly, weren't we? Look how Allah's blessed us and guided us. So my brothers and sisters, don't let your past haunt you, because you'll never achieve comfort. It's a bigger crisis to let your past haunt you than the sins that you had actually committed, which were also a crisis at the time. But now that you've changed, forget about the past. It's gone. It's history. The beauty of Islam, you don't need to ever confess those sins to anyone. Nobody. When you sought forgiveness from Allah, it was wiped out. Even the angels were made to forget it. So don't ever talk about it. At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The one who sought forgiveness from a sin is equivalent to he or she who never ever committed that sin. Look at the mercy of Allah there. So if someone says, did you commit a sin? I didn't, because I'm equivalent to the one who didn't ever commit the sin. And it's wiped out. It's gone. I don't wish to talk to you about it. You are not my God. You are not Allah. You are not the owner of the day of judgment. And for all purposes, you don't need to know what happened. Subhanallah. You're perfectly fine by saying that. Absolutely. Allah says, you know what? Ulaika jaza'uhum. Those people, their recompense will be the following. So which people? The people who did so much evil, but when they remembered Allah, they sought the forgiveness of Allah and they changed their ways. Two things happened in their lives. After the sin, they sought the forgiveness of Allah and they changed their ways. Those are the people. For them is maghfiratum min rabbihim, true forgiveness from Allah. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, and paradise beneath which there will be rivers flowing, they shall dwell therein forever and ever. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ, and what a beautiful recompense for those who did good. You did good after you did bad. Allah says, we're not going to talk about your bad, it's all about the good. لا إله إلا الله, mercy of Allah.